Did you guys read about the Bush asking the troops to pray for him? Did you hear that? You heard that? Oh, it's awesome. I, oddly enough, happen to have it right here. Yeah, I'll come prepared. That's all right. Yeah, this is true. I got this on the internet. This is in Yahoo, or on Yahoo, or in it, kind of when you think about it. U.S. soldiers in Iraq asked to pray for Bush. They may be the ones facing danger on the battlefield, but U.S. soldiers in Iraq are being asked to pray for President George Bush. I mean, that is the most fucking, like, imperialistic, like, egomaniacal thing. That's craziness. That's what kings do. Kings do that, you know? Was he fucking munching on a big old turkey leg and getting blown by a surf, you know? He's like, oh, tell the troops to pray for the president. A pox on thy house. Yes. Bring in the court jester. Dennis Miller, what lovely jokes do you have for me today? Oh, Dennis. What? Nuke them all. Oh, yes, that's funny. What? Saddam makes Cromwell look like Chamberlain? That's wonderful. You truly are the king of references. Oh. Now, check this out. Thousands of Marines have been given a pamphlet called A Christian's Duty, a mini prayer book which includes a tear-out section to be mailed to the White House, pledging the soldier who sends it in has been praying for Bush. Not only do you have to do it, but you have to fucking prove it. While you're at war. Yeah, I know, we've been getting a lot of lip service from you there in the tank division, but fucking put your money where your mouth is, asshole. Fucking find to go to Tikrit and find a mailbox, all right? But this is crazy. I mean, these kids, these poor fucking kids, like these 90-year-old kids are fucking scared shitless, you know, in 100-degree heat, 50 pounds of shit on their back, getting shot at by other 19-year-old kids who are also scared shitless who don't get Fox News, so they don't know everything's okay, you know? And they're like, fucking, fuck out, pray, man, pray. Like, oh, God, oh, dear, I am committed to pray for you. Oh, God, for your family and your staff and our troops during this. Oh, no. Oh, God, must finish prayer. God, please see to it that President Bush has the strength to finish his lobster salad. Please show him with your guidance the courage to cut $14.4 billion out of the veterans' budget. Oh, thank you. Now I may die. All right. It's all right, though. I know that looked pretty serious. I'm a professionally trained actor. But just so you know, it's okay. The fictional soldier I was portraying was actually killed by friendly fire. So it's not as bad, you know. It isn't. It's not as bad. That's why they came up with a euphemism. That's my favorite euphemism in war, is friendly fire. It's like, Ms. Henderson, we have some bad news and some good news. What? What is it? I'm afraid your son was shot to death in Iraq. Oh, my God, that's terrible. What's the good news? Oh, it was friendly fire. It was right neighborly. I'm sorry, we have to make this quick. Would you like the recliner or the TV? All right. Oh, yeah. Oh, boo. Yeah. They make the friendly fire. They make it sound like it's an animated, you know, bullet with a top hat and a cane. You know, like, you know. Hey, Bullety, what's going on? Oh, you and me, mate, gonna travel through time. We're gonna go through your aorta, bust through you behind, and off you go to heaven with me. All right.